The city of Asheville wraps up a series of public discussions about reparations Thursday evening. The final of the three truth-telling presentations look to guide policymakers toward improving and healing areas where the city's Black community has been disproportionately harmed. During the second truth-telling session last week, retired UNC Asheville professor of political science, Dr. Dwight Mullen, clarified the city needs to repair the damage from segregation, not slavery.
And segregation was not just about separation, it was about subordination, the intentionality of creating inferiority among a people, oppressing them deliberately with public policy, making it so that the outcomes of the public policy were never equal.
That damage is easier to pinpoint, according to Mullen, by analyzing data from several policy areas where Asheville's Black community has been disproportionately impacted. That includes housing. Of the city's homeowners, for instance, 2.4% are African American, but they make up 11.2% of the city's population.
It's kind of evident of the outcomes of urban renewal. You want to do something about it? You want to repair the damage? Let's talk about property being transferred, land in trust. Let's talk about the end of gentrification.
Mullen says policies like okaying rapid development for higher tax revenues has led to displacement of the city's Black community, leading to homelessness and a reliance on rental homes, which are in short supply. Last week's presentation also highlighted disparities in the city's public schools, law enforcement, and health data. The city says comments gathered from the truth-telling series are to be used by a yet-to-be-created commission, which will determine how money in future city budgets set aside for reparations is spent. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.